Well, you probably have already noticed around the area we have a number of locations that have set up fireworks sales displays here in the area. We're now in year two of this grand fireworks experiment here in Iowa. Of course, for the longest time here in the States, it was pretty much snakes and sparklers was all you could do, all you could buy, and all you could use here in the state of Iowa. Of course, a lot of folks made the trips, so especially down south toward the Missouri border, to just cut across the border and pick up fireworks and bring them back. So it's not like we've been completely immune to them over the years. But last year, we got our first taste of what it's like to legally have fireworks sold in local communities and, of course, used in your neighborhoods. You ever wonder why it took so long to have fireworks available here in the States? Well, actually, it goes back to the 1930s. Iowa stopped sales of most retail fireworks back on January 1st of 1938, and that was because there were a couple of devastating fireworks-related fires, especially in northwest Iowa, up in Spencer. Nearly five blocks of the city's main business district were destroyed in a 1931 fire after a boy dropped a lit sparkler in a drugstore fireworks display. You can imagine how that went. 25 buildings were lost. 50 more were damaged in that fire. Pretty devastating. Also in Remsen, a girl dropped a sparkler on a pile of gasoline-soaked rags in a garage on July 4th of 1936, and that destroyed 20 businesses and left 100 people homeless. Hence the long-time ban on the use of those more dramatic types of fireworks. Interesting, though, that they banned a lot of those fireworks when in both of those cases it was sparklers that started those fires and did that damage. Now, there are some things you probably should keep aware of when you are dealing with the fireworks this year. They, of course, are on sale now. They have just temporary times when you can buy those fireworks and sell fireworks. The consumer-grade fireworks, according to state law, can be sold from June 1st through July 8th. And then again, later on this year, December 10th through January 3rd are the other times that you can do that. So a lot of those places have opened up. Now, it's according to the law, cities aren't supposed to restrict the sale of fireworks, but some have passed rules limiting where they can be sold as well. And some of those rules and different things are still kind of being fleshed out. Now, if you're wondering where you can get fireworks, the State Fire Marshal's Office does keep a running list of locations that are licensed to sell fireworks. There have been an awful lot of licenses issued, hundreds of them so far here across the state, but some of those locations on the Fire Marshal's website may or may not be open due to some local restrictions, so you may have to check that out a little bit too. Typically, you look for tents. There are a lot of those around here in the area too, and you see those popping up all over the state. Some of them are sold in more concrete buildings, but other places just set up tents in different locations to do that. Well, purchasing them is one thing, but when can you actually use them? Well, that kind of depends on where you live across the state. According to state law, they say fireworks can be used on private property from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. June 1st through July 8th, and then again December 10th through January 3rd. But some cities have set their own rules on when and where they can be shot off, or some places even have tried to prohibit them outright. So the rules do vary quite a bit depending upon where you live, so you might want to check your local city and county rules on those types of things. Now, if you don't follow the rules on the fireworks displays, well, those fines can vary from place to place, but in some locations it can be pretty costly. In some cases it might just be a couple of $100s. In some cases it might be several $100s in fines. And also, you may want to put that lighter down if you happen to be drinking while you're thinking about lighting off some of those fireworks. Some cities have made it illegal to set off fireworks if you're above the legal limit to operate a motor vehicle as well. So fireworks safety is pretty important. When you look at some of the injuries, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission keeps tabs on injuries in different types of situations, and eyes, well, that's about 19% of the injuries that they see, heads, faces, and ears, about 19% as well, about 10% on the legs, about 5% on the arms. Hands and fingers are a big one too, as a large percentage, as you can imagine, of the injuries that come in have to do with the hands and fingers. Now, you want to make sure that you do use fireworks safely, and the U.S. Product Safety Commission reported that 230 people on average go to the emergency room every day with fireworks-related injuries during the month and surrounding the July 4th holiday. And fireworks were involved in an estimated 10,500 injuries that were treated in U.S. hospital emergency departments in the last numbers available in 2014. So a lot of folks do have some issues there, too. So you want to make sure you're safe about that. And the Iowa Department of Public Safety also has some notes here from the state fire marshal about safety issues regarding fireworks. First of all, learn a little bit about them. Know what your fireworks will do. If you're going to use them, understand how they work and what the expectations are. Is it designed just to explode? Does it launch? Is it a display? And what safety zone would be required? You want to keep others out of range when the firework does go off. They also said don't take chances with the safety of other people or buildings that could be within range when you set off those fireworks. And be particularly careful because fireworks are supposed to, by state law, set off only on private property, typically your own land. Make sure that you're aware of what's going on around you, too. Don't hold fireworks in your hand or misuse them. They typically have simple instructions, but common sense should help guide the way. If the fireworks are designed to sit on the ground and make a shower of sparks, or if they're designed to launch or explode, common sense would tell you that you shouldn't be holding them in your hand, and you certainly shouldn't point them at another person or a building. The fireworks may explode or go in a different direction than what you had intended, and of course that can cause injury or damage. They suggest using safety glasses also to protect your eyes. Many fireworks have some impact that can affect your eyes, so if you're the one setting off the fireworks, you might want to wear some sort of safety glasses to help protect your eyes. Remember, a lot of these fireworks were also made in factories that are, well, let's just say, a lot of times nowhere near the specifications that we would expect from factories here in our country. So just because the fuse might be this long and is supposed to take about this long to burn down doesn't mean it might go boom just like that. So, you know, be aware of those kinds of things too. There aren't a lot of standards when it comes to the quality of fireworks. So you want to make sure that you do that. Of course, also remember there are duds out there too when it comes to fireworks. We've all seen those. Don't try to relight one. A dud is just a defective, unexploded device. Or to put it another way, it's a dangerous, unexploded device. So if that firework does not go off on the first try, common sense and the common rules suggest that you just don't run over there and try to light it again. That one's just a waste of time. Also, they suggest that you do have water or fire extinguishers close by. If the firework performs unexpectedly, or if it sets the grass or other things on fire, you want to make sure you're ready with water or a fire extinguisher. Any delays in responding to the fire can increase the harm to individuals and property. So when you do retrieve the remnants of the firework, you do want to handle them carefully and place them in water when they are cool enough to handle. Then use thick gloves to pick up the remnants to better protect yourself from burns, too. Even when we were children, I recall Mom and Dad always had a little bucket of water out back when we were young children using those sparklers, even something as simple as that. You want to make sure that you douse those when you're finished. They stay pretty hot for a while. Also, they suggest that you talk to your neighbors before setting off fireworks, because fireworks don't always observe property lines and fence rows and hedge rows and things like that. If the firework does not work the way you anticipated, it can affect your neighbor's safety and their property. So you want to be aware of the impact of fireworks on pets as well. Some pets are spooked by those things. You may have neighbors who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder or other conditions that can upset them with unexpected loud noises. So be aware of those things around your neighborhood and, you know, watch out for the safety of the buildings and things too. It's a little disconcerting to wake up the morning after the 4th of July and look up and see a bunch of remnants of bottle rockets and whatever else on your roof, because those things could have started a fire, and we certainly don't want that. Also, they suggest that you follow the law. That should be pretty obvious. Don't use illegal fireworks like M80s, which have much higher levels of pyrochemical material, and those things can cause far more serious injuries. Cities and counties can restrict or ban the use of fireworks, even though they are legal to buy, and those laws also may limit the days or hours when fireworks can be used. Bottom line is, everybody wants folks to be happy and safe on their celebrations during the 4th of July, so you may want to make sure that you follow all of the common sense rules and regulations, and just common sense in general, too. And if you do have different types of things that you're going to be using, make sure they're safe for the area that you're using them in, too. Your local fire department also can help provide a little guidance with regard to those types of fireworks things, too. They are leaned upon for a lot of things, and that would be one of those there as well. So make sure that you do things in a proper and safe way. Keep safe distances. Make sure you do it in a way that doesn't endanger the youngsters as well. Youngsters can get awfully excited when they see things like that happening around them. So sometimes they forget all about safety issues in their excitement about the day and all of the things that they're about to experience. So make sure we take the time to do that for them as adults. Have fun, but for heaven's sakes, be safe when you're out there celebrating this 4th of July holiday.